It's Friday, April 9th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Managed services buying lessons from the Fed, mobile payment data, and licensing partner sues Microsoft. This is the Business of Tech. A survey conducted by FedScoop and paid for by GDIT took a look at the managed services provider market in federal agencies. Two in three respondents say their agency is currently using or planning to use an MSP to support their IT work. Reasons vary, but a key one is cost efficiencies and experience in cloud, data, and cybersecurity. Quoting FedScoop, there are a number of factors motivating agencies to take a look at MSPs. Reducing long-term IT costs ranks highest by 6 in 10 respondents. But 4 in 10 respondents also cite the importance of focusing more attention on mission and less on operations as a driving force. A third of respondents indicate the need to gain greater operational agility and automation and to reduce risks. And those are also big motivators. Executives in the survey identify a variety of core areas where MSPs provide value. Most respondents, 65%, point to staffing and support, but 54% cite security and 44% mention compliance as key areas where MSPs are filling critical support gaps. Another 4 in 10 respondents say the need for training and change management and for supporting continuous improvement and innovation are core areas where MSPs make a difference. Now, why do we care? This survey and the IT provider behind it are clearly focusing on a different segment market. Federal agencies is a long way from the bulk of providers who serve SMB. But besides the customer, the data points are the same. I could be citing a survey of any typical channel company and get similar results. And that's what really interested me. It's the core value statement that is the same. There's distinct differences in implementation, to be sure, but the core value is the same. When I get asked about the value of IT services in the long run, I cite the same thing. Providing guidance and insight into the use of technology in business is a solid investment. The technology will change, but the value doesn't. That's why it's key not to hold on to aging technologies or approaches. I'm looking at you, desktop management, because everything being cited here is several steps removed from that. In the UK, a Microsoft reseller is suing for £270 million in damages for allegedly Microsoft trying to destroy its business with incentives to customers to move to the cloud. Value Licensing buys secondhand licenses and then sells them for a discount. The company is seeking damages for loss of sales, as well as interest and other relief. Now, why do we care? You know what the death knell for your business is? When you have to sue to try and get your business back. Channel Pro UK covered this like some kind of revolt. I call it the last gasp of a business that didn't adjust. Microsoft started this move over a decade ago. It's like that slow-moving Zamboni in Austin Powers. If you couldn't outrun that, you just weren't paying attention. That's what we watch for. You can't sue your way back to relevance. New data from analyst firm eMarketer shows that in-store mobile payments usage grew 29% last year in the U.S. The youngest consumers lead the way, and millennials account for around 4 in 10 mobile wallet users. The pandemic also pushed retailers. No-touch payments for retailers had increased for 69%, and 67% now accept some form of contactless payment. Now, why do we care? Small quick data point here and showing of the changing in buying behaviors. Don't hold on to the past and miss out on the changes. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech this weekend, an interview about how to get started engaging on diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'll be back again with a regular roundup on Monday.